It's another intense season of Another Life. What do you think it is about this show that's continually making it such a fan favorite series?
Is it a fan favorite series?
Of course.
Oh, cool. That's great news. I didn't know. What makes it a fan favorite?
Yes.
I don't know. It's not the type of the genre of show that I normally watch, but when I watched the first season, I couldn't stop watching the episodes. It was kind of like doing drugs. Like, I was like, let's just do one more. And then we'd do one more. I'd be like, can I have another hit? Can we do one more? And then we'd watch one more. I was like, I know it's 3 in the morning, but let's do one more. It was like oddly familiar of my early 20s.
But Eric is such a nuanced character, though, as well. It must have been intriguing for you to step into his shoes and that initial draw for you.
It was. Was that a question or a statement?
Yes, that was a question.
What was the question?
Yeah, this character, Eric, is so intriguing, and there's an intensity to him and a strength to him. What was it that initially drew you to this role?
I like the pilot. I like the world. I had never done this genre. And for me, I like jumping from into different worlds. And I also went from playing kind of the cool guy, and then I was attached to play Charles Manson, and I was like, man, I just want to play something light, something that is kind of the opposite of who I am, to explore another side of myself. And for me, Eric Wallace is the furthest thing from who I am as a person.
And that's clear from our conversations here. Have you had much of a say then in how he's developed here into season 2?
No. No say.
There's incredible episode after incredible episode this particular season especially. Was there one that really stood out to you? I mean, I touched on with JR, and they felt that episode 7 and 8 were really spectacular.
Sorry about that. 7 and 8. It's like speaking a different language to me. I have no idea. I barely remember. It was a year ago we shot this, so I'm really impressed that they know what episode 7 and what episode 8 was. But I will say, and one of the things that I was really pumped about this season was that Eric basically goes rogue and breaks into USIC and finds a way to go into outer space to go find his wife.
Episodes like that,
and I
must
thought
be...
that was badass because it gives his character a mask. Oh, am I cutting out?
A little bit.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
No, Justin, if it helps at all, you can take the video off because we don't need the video. I don't know if that helps connection. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, hold on. I'm just wondering if I should drive somewhere else right now.
I can hear you clear at the moment.
Hold on. Okay, there we go. Okay. So what I was saying was that I loved the idea when they said that Eric is going to go into outer space and go find his wife, because it added a little more arc. Because at the end of the day, I don't even know how much Eric was supposed to be on the show. I just thought it would be fun to play kind of this Richard Dreyfuss-y, nerdy, emasculated, stay-at-home husband whose wife wears the pants and wife brings in the money, and kind of work towards little acts of courage, little acts of masculinity, kind of this exploration of how much, how far will he go beyond his own fears to get his wife back. And I don't know how that comes across in the show. I haven't seen it, but that was kind of my own personal journey, is looking at the more nervous, fearful sides of myself and go, how far am I willing to trust my own instincts and go against the authorities in doing what I think is right in servicing, you know, what my job is.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
You're not very active on social media, but do you get much of a response when people meet you to this particular role?
When they, can you repeat that?
Yes. You are a part of social media. Do you get much of a response, or are you much interested in what people tell you as far as what they feel about this particular series?
I hope people are entertained. I hope they like the show, but I'm not a huge interactor with people out there. I'm a little bit of an avoidant with social media. I don't spend much time on it, but I do hope that people enjoy it. I don't know. I mean, what are you talking about specifically? Like Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter or Instagram, did people reach out to you and let you know that Eric has been, you know, an interest to them, or at least that Another Life really is such a standout series to
them? No, I haven't. I haven't had anyone say that.
Well, I'm sure this season is going to provoke a lot of response based on the incredible work we've seen you portraying in this season, especially. I feel like is a standout to you. Are you working on any other projects lately?
I just finished two films. One was about the 1974 forced busing in Boston that revealed a lot of the racism that was happening and exists in America, the Northern Territory. And it's a great film that'll be coming out next year with me and Terrence Howard and Jeremy Piven and Malcolm McDowell. And then I went from that and did a movie on Ronald Reagan with Dennis Quaid as Ronald Reagan.
So you have more political pieces coming up here lately.
Yeah. I think it's a well balanced array of stories that I'm offering the public.
What would you like to say then to people who are fans and supporters of the wonderful work you've done?
What do I want to say to them? I don't really want to say anything to them. I hope they watch. I hope they enjoy the show.
Well, Thank you. Those are all of my questions. I'm grateful you were able to sneak some time in while you're here, finding your way back home for a little bit. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the wonderful work you did on Shameless. That's such a standout series to so many people, and also a tribute to the talent that you have, that you do flow so easily into these A, now political roles, B, this sci-fi series and drama. I really appreciate you taking your time to speak with me about this, and thank you for the great body, the vast different body of work that you have.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Be safe and be well.
All right.